Crispus. His life is at risk, and the blame rests squarely on your narrow shoulders, Mr. Ross.
I'm not sure how much longer I'll be. Come on in, it's open! Right. No matter what I decide to do with Grayson Manor, I'm prepared to force an eviction. Uh-huh. I'll call you back.
I got a call from my realtor today. Seems the house I was about to lose is now mine if I want it.
It's wonderful.
I asked what made the owners change their minds, and he said they'd received an email on my behalf from a top attorney. One who talked about how my kid and I deserve my dream home after the difficult life that I've had.
I wanted to help.
Why? I mean, if my dad sent you this stuff, then you knew that we were on hard times before.
Please. Let me just do this for you.
You know my last memory of the woman who raised me is? The giant breakfast that she made me. This eggs and bacon, pancakes, and ice cream. I could never figure out why until my dad told me that she'd left us.
I'm not doing this out of guilt.
Come on, how could you not be? Unless you really are a Grayson, since I know they never feel it.
I am nothing like them. Sorry, you feel that way.
History of popping by my place, so I decided I'd return the favor. Besides, it was the only way you'd see me.